You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
How is the show sounding in your headphones?
Good. Why?
No, like everything, like my voice sounds good and your voice
yeah,
sounds...
Yeah, why do I have new ones?
No, but I ran over the cord to those with the vacuum cleaner this morning.
We are a hot mess in this house.
The issue is Callie found a rug for the studio, which could be the softest rug I have ever put my bare feet on.
It's from Home Depot.
It's so luxurious. And
it was $90.
It was a great price, and it's soft, and it's perfect in the studio. And it was only $90, but it sheds. So I have to vacuum every day. And I don't think it's going to be a permanent shedding thing. I think it's just because it's new.
Well, now here's the thing. So I looked up reviews when I bought the rug, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even tell you this.
No.
And it only had a 3-star rating.
Oh.
But I clicked on it.
Hey.
And there were only 2 reviews. One of them was a 5.
One of them was a one.
The one, the number one one was, this rug ruined my vacuum cleaner. So the lady was just like mad. It was like, worst rug ever. And the other person was like, oh my gosh, best rug ever. It's so soft. So I don't know. I mean, I did clean out the bottom of the vacuum cleaner. Because it gets stuck, but it gets stuck like, I mean, I'm a girl and I have a lot of hair, so hair also gets caught that way. You just cut it out.
Yeah, and
it's
not a big
deal.
I did that too, because I think it happens with new long rugs, like they just shed.
Until you break them in and then
they're fine. So I think I'm going to have to vacuum it every day for a week. But I'll just be more mindful of where your headphone cord is, because
Jeff also knocked the internet off the wall, so we were without internet for 2 days.
Yeah, I was so we went a whole week without internet. We were so proud of ourselves. We had internet for exactly 36 hours, and then I screwed it up, and on Sunday morning, right?
Or
it was Sunday morning, and we couldn't get a technician out here until Monday morning to put it back online, so. We were back without, we were with internet, we were without, then we were with, now, then we were without again, now we're back with.
And I had our furniture shipped to our neighbor's house, so we're just thriving over here. Everything's fine. We don't have our hair on fire at all. It's fine. In other news, the Pick Me Up newsletter comes out today, and Katie's taking a little break. She is still very much a part of our Upside family, but I am attempting and probably failing to fill her big shoes while she's gone.
I'm sure you have found great content for it, but do you know what? I don't think you know this, but you know how we write the little letter that goes at the beginning of the Pick Me Up? I would say once a month, Katie sends that back to me because of a grammar or
punctuation. Oh, it's going to be a grammatical mess. Okay. Katie's our copy editor for everything. So I would advise you to set the bar low grammatically, but set the bar normal for cool stuff, for content. I'm kind of proud of myself. I put a recipe for my mom's guacamole in there because it's guacamole day tomorrow.
Yeah.
National Guacamole Day.
Yep.
I have a yoga instructor.
Why did you, just out of curiosity, why did you go with your mom's guac and not mine?
Because I think you already did yours.
Oh, I did?
Mm-hmm. You've either done it on the Pick Me Up or on Instagram, but I seem to remember Katie chasing you down for your recipe. So
okay. That
I'd mix it up.
The problem with my recipe, most of my recipes is a lot of it's just like eyeballed.
Jeff doesn't follow recipes. That's why.
So I'm like, I don't know, 4 big avocados or 3 smaller ones, and then a handful of tomatoes and a handful of onions, some garlic.
Yeah. So this is an actual recipe. I also, had a yoga instructor, my friend Kelly, put together some stretches for stress release.
Oh, cool.
So I thought that was like, you know, kind of cool. And then we have some just feel good stories. So hopefully, again, please don't copy edit. because it's not going to be great because, you know, Katie is our magic brain. But yeah, it'll be good.
After that terrific sell, if you would like to get your hands on the Pick Me Up newsletter, just text the word subscribe to 800-434-5454 or go to CallieandJeff.com and click on the newsletter tab.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for both our internet and the AT&T technicians who have made two visits to our house to get it up and running.
And both of them were hours early.
Yes.
Like, not hours early, like just showed up and expected us to be here, but called and said, hey, I actually have an opening in my schedule earlier. I wonder if they do that on purpose. Like a surprise and delight thing. Like they say they're coming at 4, but then they call you at 11:30 and say, hi, I happen to have a couple of minutes right now. Would you like me to come now?
If that's the plan, it's working.
It's totally working.
Under promise and over deliver. That when we were asking for life advice yesterday about anything, that would be mine. Under promise and over deliver all the time.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for our new house. And I know I've said that before, so I'm going to add a little something to that. Jeff and I were talking yesterday, and he was saying that he loves where we moved. And I was saying it might be my favorite place that we've lived together. And he said that this might be his favorite place we've ever lived.
You're so excited about that.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? You've lived all over the country.
Yeah.
You've lived a lot of places.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't know if it's my favorite place that I've ever lived ever.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's my favorite place that I have lived. I think it's my favorite place that I've lived in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite, like, number one?
You're
going to say Philly?
What?
Are you going to say Philly?
No, Philly was cool, but my favorite might have been in Arizona. My house had a pool. Mm. And I liked having a pool in it. But keep in mind that was Arizona where every house had a pool.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's like Florida.
Yeah.
Where like everyone just has
Everybody has a pool.
You know what else they have in Arizona? Scorpions. You don't have to scorpion check your shoes anymore.
Okay, two quick updates for today's show before we really get into the meat of it. Number one, Callie's mom's phone, totally fine. She soaked it in a bag of rice for 2 days, and the moisture from the toilet dunking all came out of it, yep. And it's working fine.
I'm still never using her phone again, but...
That's a great point. And then the number two thing is, this is for you, Callie. Nobody remembers the Pop-Tart dog food story that you were so insistent on me having told.
Which is the craziest thing.
You, not only did you say you've told that before, you said you've told that multiple times.
Because I really, in my head, my deja vu, and I remember, it has to be deja vu because I remember exactly where I was sitting last time we had the conversation, and in my head, it was so crystal clear, obvious that we had had this discussion twice before. So weird, but I guess I'm wrong because nobody remembers it.
I recently did a story about all of the Pop-Tart flavors ranked from best to worst.
Now that I remember, but okay. There was some correlation I thought with pet food. Toaster strudel, something.
No, it's not even about a toaster strudel. It's about a Pop-Tart.
So I was wrong. I don't know. That's so weird that I was very convinced of it, though.
It's probably a glitch in the matrix. Like, you probably heard the story at work, considering you're listening to news for 4 hours a day. So that story may have been one of the stories that was covered while you were at work. And then you kind of tied it into me and the Pop-Tarts, and then it all just melted together.
Yeah.
That'd be because we've had a few things going on.
Yeah, just a few.
So maybe that's where it came from.
I would like to read the current review that is posted on iTunes It's a 5-star review. And the title is Best Podcast.
Okay.
I discovered this, and I don't know what matrix they use. And maybe we just haven't gotten a new review in since this one came in. So it's just the one that's at the top. Here it goes. It drives me crazy how Callie can never say she's wrong. You don't wash your towels once a month. She wouldn't know because she's never washed a towel. That's disgusting. Also, give Jeff some credit about the move. He was right. You were wrong, Callie. Get over yourself.
But we got 5 stars?
We got 5 stars.
Oh, fine. Let them bash you.
Well, I just find this interesting because for years, and I mean, I don't mean 1 year. I mean, probably like a good 15 years, Jeff, everybody loved to hate Jeff.
Well, they didn't all love to hate me at the same time, but the role that I had on the radio show I was on made me the recipient of negative attention from different groups at different times.
And you loved it.
I didn't. I mean, I didn't hate it. I just took it for what it was worth. And what's funny is when somebody says something critical about me, mm-hmm. it really has no impact on me mm-hmm. because everybody's entitled to their opinion. And just if you express it like a jerk, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you're going to be a jerk about your opinion, then you are a jerk. But right. You're like, I don't have a problem with people either disagreeing with me or not liking me, even if it's for a stupid, superficial thing.
But that one doesn't bother me because like it was not an overblown conversation, but like, of course I've washed towels before my entire life. You know what I mean? Like that.
Have you though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, I lived a very long time without you.
Mm-hmm.
But the personal ones, like if someone's like, your voice is horrible and it drives me like that, I would probably cry about.
Well, and the thing that's funny is now when I look at the reviews, when people say negative stuff about Callie, it bothers me.
Does like, it?
It bothers me when people say negative stuff about you. And some of them I can dismiss. Like there's one person who is obsessed with disliking you.
We think we know who it is.
And so they go in and they post a review on Apple Podcasts with some consistency where they're always bashing you, but where I'm fine. Like,
right.
So they even like the review generally says, Jeff is fine. This is what he does for a living. He's fine. But Callie just needs to give it up. And then it rails on Callie about something. Then it references our maid, which we don't have.
Which is so funny.
But it says, for a couple of people who have a maid, or for a person who has a maid, or for people who complain about how much they have to pay their maid and stuff like that. And that's the consistent theme that runs through these reviews. And I said all that to say they don't bother me because
right.
I can see like that to me is one person mm-hmm. making up different names. But when people say negative stuff about you, I'm like, oh, don't know. Don't say it about her.
Like get over myself.
Which I've never felt that way about anybody I've ever worked with before. Like, I don't care at other radio shows. If you're going to say crappy stuff, say crap, you know?
So what bothers you?
Because it's you.
No, I mean, what bothers you? Like if that kind of stuff doesn't bother you, what gets under your skin?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
What about me gets said that bothers you?
Oh, the fact that people would say negative stuff about you because I think you're perfect.
Oh.
So I'm like, no, don't say that.
This is why, by the way, we leave all of the review reading up to Jeff. I don't need to see it.
Does it really bother you though? The stuff that
it depends on what it is. If it's based in logic, it doesn't. But like the one about me not knowing how to wash my own clothes, like okay, yes, I do. Or the maid thing, like I don't know where they got that from. So that doesn't really bother me. But
right.
The ones that are like, for a while, it really bothered me when people would call.
When you say they're based in logic, you mean when it's easily disproved, when it's just somebody
it's
being
just
a
not
jerk.
True.
When
it's
somebody's
just someone being
a jerk for being
yeah.
a jerk. Yeah.
But there was, like when I first started blogging, there were a number of people that would say that my gratitude and, you know, trying to be better stuff and mental health stuff was all fake.
Right.
And that really gets to me because it's just something that I work so hard on that when people attack that, it really gets under my skin.
Right.
You know, because I feel like I work hard at it and I'm really, really honest. Like, you know this, like there's nothing about me on Instagram that you wouldn't see living in our house. Like, I just am who I am. So right. Being called fake really bothers me.
I think you've gotten so much better too, because I saw something you posted the other day where somebody, where you, if somebody is saying something for the sake of being a jerk, I think it used to really bother you, and now you just call them out for it.
Oh, it used to bother me for days.
Like the person the other day when you were talking about what you were making for dinner or something, and they said, shouldn't you be supporting your – talking about Katie. Shouldn't you be supporting your friend and not blogging about what you're having for dinner tonight or something? And you screenshotted it and said – yeah, I talked to her a little while ago. I can't go over to her house because of COVID.
The person messaged me, who, by the way, doesn't even follow me. So that's another funny thing.
Right.
But I got a message that said, shouldn't you be at your friend's funeral instead of taking pictures of toast? And right. I wrote back and I like, I can't because of COVID, but thank you for the judgment. You're rude. So that I actually, you have rubbed off on me in that way to where I'm not afraid to be like, you're rude.
Right. Call him on it.
Chef likes to mess with people hardcore and say really weird stuff that makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah. Or you just, or when they just, when they say something like that, you just acknowledge that they're right and you go so over the top.
Chef's favorite thing, like when people were, you know, talking about, you know, being, we were having a conversation on my Instagram about people being judgy about, are you breastfeeding? Are you not? And I decided with Jeff, I'm like, I'm going to pull a Jeff dollar. And when people ask me, you know, if I'm breastfeeding, I'm going to say, oh, no. Usually we give our kid Mountain Dew, yes. But we ran out.
Right.
Thank you for your concern.
But you have to answer it like that with complete sincerity. Like you can't
crack a smile. You can't like, that's no, really we give our kid Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Like, is that formula in that bottle? No, it's Mountain Dew. We're doing sleep training and we need the baby to be up all day. So it's Mountain Dew. Well, congratulations on becoming more thick-skinned about stuff like that.
I used to wonder, I remember saying to you, and this was like in like the Q100 days, doesn't it ever bother you what people say? Because I was so protective of you. And you were like, you know what? When people stop talking, that's when I got a problem.
Ray Romano, we were interviewing Ray Romano on one of the radio stations I was on, and somebody asked him about critical reviews of either his comedy or his TV show, movies, something that he worked on. So don't critical reviews bother you, or doesn't, actually, I think they were talking about his wife. Like he said, my wife is my own biggest critic. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, well, does that bother you? And he says, yeah, it does. But at night, I'm basically lying my head down on a pillow of money that people gave me. So I'm fine with it. And if you think of it like that, it's much easier.
I saw something cool in our Facebook group.
Yeah.
It was the Do It for Jan hashtag. It kind of like took over yesterday a little Yay. Bit when you know, Katie's mom's service was, what was it, Sunday? And then I got up Monday and Tuesday and, or what day is it? I don't know.
Today's Tuesday. So you got up Sunday and Monday.
And there were a lot of Do It for Jan posts in our Facebook group. And it honestly made me tear up. Shocker, I cry like at the drop of a hat now. But
are you hiding your crying from me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want you to think I'm a lunatic. I don't want you to like withhold good info from me or like be weird around me because I'm really emotionally like hormonal right now.
What info would I withhold from you? Because
I don't know. You'd just be like, oh, I don't want to tell Kelly that because it'll really upset her or, you know. So I'm like, I'm tough in front of you.
Okay. I think that's dumb, but.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll start crying. Anyways. So Bonnie posted hashtag do it for Jan, gave a random woman in my Kohl's, my Kohl's cash so she could get her purchase for free.
Oh,
Somebody wrote, today, I'm grateful for spending time at the park and having a Mexican food lunch date with my sweet kindergartner after a long week. We left 100% tip for our waitress at lunch in Kennesaw. Hashtag do it for Jan.
So sweet.
There were also, Diana bought the car behind her in a drive-thru lunch. And Kristen said, gave a young server 100% tip on a $50 bill because it was his last shift before he left for college. Hashtag do it for Jan.
And this isn't something, by the way, that has an expiration date. So you can do this all week. And I know Katie reposted a couple of them. I know Katie is seeing it, and I'm sure she's sharing it with her husband and with her dad. So it's just a way to honor Katie's mom, Jan, by doing something nice and then sharing it in our Facebook group.
So I want to read one more that really super touched me. Belinda said, Friday night high school football game sold out. I purchased two tickets earlier in the week just to support the team. I gave both tickets to a random couple watching their child play from outside the fence. They were so happy to go in and sit in the stands. I asked her to pay it forward when she could. Hashtag do it for Jan.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
We got ourselves a brand new partner on The Upside with Callie and Jeff. It is Bruch, B-R-U-U-S-H. And Bruch is a different kind of electric toothbrush. First of all, it is not the clunky, giant, white, looks like a Fisher-Price toy cluttering up the counter of your fancy bathroom. No, Bruch is beautiful. It's like a work of art that happens to get your teeth dentist-quality clean. A Bruch toothbrush sits on your counter. You're proudly going to display it, and it cleans your teeth at 31,000 movements a minute. Now, if you brush your teeth as fast as you can, you're only going to get 300 movements a minute. So, Bruch, a little bit better. Now, most electric toothbrushes are just a barely tiny little step up from manual. They do a good job, but they're going to cost you hundreds of dollars. Bruch is going to give you premier sonic wave technology without the markups that big, fancy, brand-name electric toothbrushes tack on. You can try it for 90 days risk-free. Do you understand what I'm saying? Buy Bruch, and if you don't like it after 3 months, no risk. Get your money back, and you're going to save 15% off your order using the promo code UPSIDE at Bruch.com, B-R-U-U-S-H. Your Bruch kit is going to include an electric toothbrush, 3 brush heads, a charging station, and a cool travel case, and it's going to come super easy to use. I'll tell you more about my experience later this week with Bruch. But right now, check it out online, Bruch.com. Use the promo code UPSIDE when you're ready to buy to save 15%.
I am all about making life easier where I can. And something that has always felt overcomplicated to me is picking out vitamins. So for years, I didn't take them because I didn't know what I needed, what brand I should be getting. The whole process for me was super daunting. Well, thankfully, Care of is making that a whole lot easier. You go to their website, you go to takecareof.com/upside25. They're going to ask you some questions about your life and what you're trying to accomplish, and then they will put together a vitamin pack, a daily vitamin pack, that is personalized just for you. It even has your name on it and a little good vibey quote that you know I love. And they'll ship it right to your doorstep, so you can take all of the guesswork out of vitamins. For 25% off each of your first 3 months of Care of, go to takecareof.com/upside25, and then make sure to enter the code UPSIDE25. So do both, okay? And again, that's 25% off each of your first 3 months of Care of. Go to takecareof.com/upside25 and enter the code UPSIDE25.
Every month, ButcherBox ships a selection of high-quality meat right to my front door. All the meat, totally free of antibiotics and added hormones. And each box has about 10 pounds of meat, which is going to get you covered for about 24 meals. So family of four, it's a week's worth of dinner right there. But you got to spread your meat out so you can make it a month's worth of dinner. It's the best meat. It's the best quality meat. The pork is heritage pork. The salmon is wild-caught Alaskan salmon. And the beef, grass-fed and finished beef. And there's chicken, free-range organic chicken, all delivered right to you. The way it works is you go to butcherbox.com/upside. You pick the meat you want. And then that's what gets delivered to your door every month on about the same day. But if your dining menu changes, if your dining plans change, rather, or your menu changes, you can switch your box up. No problem. Go to butcherbox.com/upside. Right now, for the life of your subscription, you're going to get 2 pounds of ground beef in every box. That's every single box, 2 pounds of ground beef, just for signing up at butcherbox.com/upside.
Today's quote of the day is, if you work on something a little bit every day, you end up with something massive.
All right, here are my three random things for today. If you are a wine drinker, pay attention. Franzia, the boxed wine company, is releasing a limited edition box wine backpack.
What?
Yep, you put the box of wine on your back, and it's got a little slot where the spout goes, so you can walk through the park and tap yourself a glass of wine.
Here's the only flaw in that plan. No summer concerts or anything.
Nowhere to
take that would be amazing for, like, you know, I'm sure that you wouldn't be allowed to take that into Music Midtown, but if you were, that would be awesome. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Not going anywhere.
Number two on my random things. If you are looking to lose weight in order to be healthier, there is a magic number. It's 13%. So if you're overweight and you want to make a drastic improvement in your health, people in this study that was conducted by it was reported in the Washington Post. So it was conducted by somebody legit. I can't see who it's conducted
so
by.
So it's legit.
Yeah, so it's legit. But the magic number is 13%. For people who lost 13% of their body weight, they cut their diabetes risk by over 40%. High blood pressure, sleep apnea all went down by 25%. Cholesterol went down by 20%. So that's your magic number, 13%. Of your body weight. And I'm not going to lie, I was like, that could be a good target for me.
13%. Like, do you even know what your body weight is?
No, but I know that you have a scale. There's a scale in our bathroom.
Oh, I don't even know how you calculate BMI, honestly.
What? It's not BMI.
Oh.
It's just 13% of whatever your weight is.
I need to stop talking.
So if you weigh 200 pounds, it's 26 pounds. There was, okay, another random story before my last random thing. I said to Callie, do you know what story I'm about to tell?
No, but this is going
to
be embarrassing, isn't it?
I said to Callie, hey, the code to open our garage door.
Oh my God, this took me forever.
Is the same. It's the same as the 4-digit code. We have a digital lock on our door. I go, it's your digital code on your lock plus 3,000. So it's 3,000 higher than what your code is. And she's like, well, why can't I just have it to be the same thing? Like, panicked. And I'm like, well, what if you have to allow somebody access to the garage, but you don't want to allow them access to the house? Like, if somebody's, like, maybe we're getting a delivery and we want them to put it in the garage, right?
But here's we had just spent an entire day making up codes for, like, the alarm, the door lock.
No, you did not.
This is the third code. Yeah, and I can't remember more than, like, one.
So that's why I made it simple. I said, this code is – the garage door code is simply 3,000 more than your front door code.
You know what would have been easy? Your front door code plus two.
It's the same exact thing.
It's not. 3,000
So let's just these obviously won't be real numbers, but let's say Callie's front door code is 1625. I said, what's your code? Because it's 3,000 more and it's 1625. What's your code? And she's like,
3625.
Like, what?
No.
Three. What's 3,000 plus 1625? She's like, 1628. And I'm like, no, that's your code plus three.
I shouldn't have to add every time I want to open the garage door is my point. And then he asked me to do his code because he has a different one than I do. And I couldn't do his either. It took me like four tries.
Making fun of the pregnant woman. Good times. All right. And my last random thing is related to what we were talking about yesterday. Always wear clean underwear. I found a Tommy John. Well, I didn't. A woman named Valerie, who listens to us in Pennsylvania, sent this to me. She found a Tommy John survey and says that 2,000 out of 2,000 Americans surveyed, only half wear fresh underwear every single day.
Shut up.
Yep.
That's disgusting. It's men.
Nearly half of adults, 45% of people surveyed, said that within the past week they have worn the same underwear more than one day in a row. Yep. 13% have gone more than five consecutive days in the same pair of underwear. They did not ask the follow-up question, has your underwear been turned inside out? I'm surprised you find this weird because given your towel knowledge, I figured you wore the same underwear for a month.
I think that was a survey for men.
Only dudes?
Yeah, I don't think women can pull that off like men probably could or would want. I don't know. Now, yeah.
Yeah. No. You're like, yeah. No. And those are my three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
Have you ever been so far gone in sleep that when you wake up, you're actually confused as to either where you are, what's real, what's not?
I will say that has never happened to me.
Really?
And I know that it's a common thing.
Oh my gosh. Is it because you don't have dreams really?
I don't know if it's that I don't have dreams or that I don't know, but I know because this happened to you Saturday afternoon.
No, it was Friday.
Friday when because you took your long nap.
I took my long nap. No. This was Thursday.
Thursday.
I came home. I took a nap and I was like, you know what? I really need a 45 minute nap, which is a long for me.
Right.
Take a 45-minute nap. Wake up to a text from Robin, my boss. I look at the clock, and it says noon. So I thought somehow between the dream, me looking at the clock, and Robin texting me, I thought that it was noon the next day and that I had slept through an entire workday.
Yeah, I know. Working in morning radio for so long, I know a lot of coworkers that have done that.
I was so confused. And then I was mad. Cause I was like, why didn't Jeff wake me up? He let me miss an entire day of work and he's not even in bed next to me. Like, why did he not tell me? And then I was like, why am I only getting one text from Robin? Like, where's her boss? Like, why aren't more people checking in on me?
Does nobody care that I've missed work?
Does nobody care that I didn't show up for work? Then I realized, oh, I actually have gone to work already. I have come home and just taken a 30-minute nap. That's how out of it I was.
What I have done before when I worked in morning radio is get up to pee at like 2 in the morning, but somehow between the peeing and getting back into bed, like just thinking that my day is starting. So I go to the sink and like brush my teeth, put my contacts in, turn the shower on, and I start and like I'll shower and then come out of the shower and see that it's like 2:45 a.m. Be like, what the did I just do? I've done that before.
That's funny. But at least you're like, you know, up and productive. Good for you.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. First and foremost, my sincerest condolences to Katie and her family. Having just lost a parent myself, I understand completely what she's going through, especially with it being sudden and unexpected. My heart goes out to all of them. May she gain strength from you as her friends and the Callie and Jeff community. Secondly, I'm listening to, I don't know what episode, but you're talking about the TV trays, and I can relate. As a child, I would go out to my grandmother's every summer in California, and one summer we spent the time painting them, and then every summer thereafter, we had our own painted trays to eat off of. Have a great day.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I have been going through my sock drawer and I've been tossing out the old socks. And quite frankly, I have a lot of socks that I don't use. So those are going in a donate pile for me. What I've updated my sock drawer with is Bombas socks. They have literally rethought every little detail of the socks that we wear every day to make them way more comfortable. I wear them every day. I love the wool no-show socks. They go perfectly with everything, whether I'm working out or just wearing like cute sneakers, but I, you know, need some, you know, socks so they don't rub. I love that style, and don't let the wool freak you out because I wear them to work out every single day and I love them. But they do more than keep our feet cozy. For every pair of socks that we buy, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. The generosity of Bombas customers has allowed them to donate over 34 million pairs of socks and counting through their nationwide network of over 3,000 plus giving partners. Now they donate to a lot of homeless shelters, and if you didn't know already, socks are the most requested item at homeless shelters. Give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/upside. That's bombas.com/upside for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/upside.
Jeff and Callie, you read my quote, "Life's a garden, dig it." It's from Joe Dirt. Please tell me you know this movie. My husband and I quote the silliness from Joe Dirt all the time. If you haven't seen it, please watch it. It is so funny. And for me, it never gets old. All right. Bye, y'all.
Hey, guys. Sorry, Callie. I don't think we've ever heard the Pop-Tart and Gainsburgers together item before. I'm pretty sure I would remember that. I listen every day. Thanks. Bye.
Hey guys, I'm listening to today's episode and you are talking about the Pop-Tarts and dog food. And I'm wondering if Callie is thinking about when you discussed like the top flavors, like the like what flavor people like the best. The rankings, that's the word. Thank you. The rankings of the Pop-Tart flavors. Because I don't remember the dog food either. And I listen every day, so I don't know. Okay, bye.
Okay, Jeff, the CPAP is very, very real. I have a friend that was waking up like 60 times a minute kind of thing. One of those things, he was not getting any sleep. He was miserable. And besides that, I have been seeing different doctors all my life, mental health, you know, that kind of thing. The biggest issue is not getting enough sleep, period, end of story. Like, you can be on antidepressants, you can be on anxiety medication. If you do not get enough sleep, that's going to mess up everything. So the fact that you were not actually in sleep for a full cycle every single night is a huge deal. And yes, you're actually getting a full night's sleep, which is one of the most important factors for your health, your longevity, everything. So yes, it's a real thing. So good for you. Keep doing it. Bye.
Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Remember, the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.